It's Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Share your thoughts by texting or calling 437-1620.
And now, here's your host, Bobby Rossi.
Yes, welcome back. Here it is, Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Top stories, of course, getting started with Hurricane Ian. And yes, the devastation, the destruction is devastating. There's a lot there. This is a bad storm. A lot of the images I'm seeing reminded me of both Hurricane Michael and going all the way back to Hurricane Ivan. Like, this thing has created a lot of damage, wiped out condos, wiped out buildings along the beaches. One of the big stories that it wiped out the Sanibel Causeway has collapsed. I don't know if you saw that one. Ooh, so that's a big. Boats all piled on top of each other. We've seen that with Hurricane Ivan and even with the thing is, it makes it so different compared to like Hurricane Ivan or even Hurricane Michael. As devastating as both of those two hurricanes were in our area, the reality is we're less populated than those areas are. And so, you know, less populated than where this hurricane hit. So the population density and therefore the buildings per, you know, square mile were a lot more. And so the devastation looks a lot more because of that. And, this was a bad one. And, now, you do have one of the kind of big buzz things this morning on Good Morning America. The Lee County Sheriff went on Good Morning America and said there's going to be hundreds of deaths. And immediately, you had a lot of people going, well, where are you getting this number from? Where are you getting this from? Even Governor DeSantis came out a couple hours later and said, no, there are no, right now the unconfirmed deaths is, you know, we can't be throwing out unconfirmed numbers. There is a confirmed number, though, 7. We do have 7 individuals that unfortunately have lost their life so far to the storm in the United States. 2, by the way, died from the storm in Cuba. And so right now, so far, 7. And but if you see this kind of buzz thing going around about hundreds of deaths, a pretty good chance it was they were referring to that Lee County Sheriff who said it this morning. And maybe just a bit of a hyperbole, and not to diminish the risk or anything like that of these, but you often get that. I mean, I remember when Hurricane Katrina happened, people were like, "This thousands of people are going to be dead," and there was a lot of people, but it wasn't thousands. Even as terrible as 9/11 was, with a few thousand people dying in that, I mean, when it happened, people were like, "Tens of thousands of people, possibly 100,000 people are dead," like. It seems like everybody's got this way over exaggerated thing. Maybe it's because it makes it easier to swallow when the number's much less. I don't know, but you end up getting that a lot. Anyway, the update with this hurricane, it is now past Daytona Beach. It is out there in the Atlantic again, but the wind bands are hitting Daytona Beach, Jacksonville, and it's moving north now, kind of away from land a bit, and then it'll make landfall again, either in South or North Carolina. So that's the update on Hurricane Ian for you right here. Some of the other stories are going on. Dow dropped again. So the stock markets kind of rebounded yesterday, broke a 6-day losing streak, and they're right back into the losing streak area again, back into the bear market. Then we've got here that the Senate went ahead and passed that stopgap spending bill. So they're going to prevent a government shutdown. The House is expected to pass it tomorrow, but it pretty much... They'll end up signing off on this too. So the Senate has already passed it to avoid the government shutdown. Part of that bill, by the way, is going to send more aid to Ukraine. It's just starting to get a little bit controversial, the amount of money that we're sending over there to them. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Let's go ahead and get traffic on the 5s with Gracie Wolf.
98 is slow moving. If you're leaving Gulf Breeze heading towards Tiger Point, you're going to see some slow moving traffic in front of the Nature Preserve. 98 in Navarre is checking in clear. Nothing to slow you down on Avalon Boulevard. North and southbound lanes north of the interstate are checking in clear, as well as both directions on Garcon Point. All the way to the Garcon Point Bridge is checking in without any major slowdowns as well. If you do see something else on the roads, just give me a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Some of the other stories going on here in the news. Six Republican-led states are suing the Biden administration over that student loan forgiveness plan. I got to be honest, I'm surprised it took this long. I mean, as soon as he announced it, I was like, okay, so they're going to launch this forgiveness plan. They should have the application up and ready by the end of December. And that's in order to give them enough time to try to fight this thing in court, because you know they're going to get sued. And this was filed by Missouri, Arkansas, Kansas, Nebraska, South Carolina, and Iowa. I'm surprised Florida's not part of this one. It probably will be end up joining it pretty soon. But yeah, so they're being, so they already actually have a private lawsuit that's already happened as well. But now the states are starting to sue over this too. So that's the update right there. And then where did this go? Oh yeah, Mark Zuckerberg. You know, he's changed the name of his company from Facebook to Meta. Meta will begin a hiring freeze and cut costs. Okay. So we keep talking about this recession and that we're technically in an economic recession due to a drop in GDP. Nationwide, we're in a home builder's recession, and nationwide technically in a housing recession, because nationwide, even though it's not here, nationwide we've had six consecutive months of lower sales. But we have a strong employment market still, but one of the signs of getting a possible recession in the employment area is whether we get businesses starting to lay people off due to lack of production and things like this. Well, we've already mentioned Apple is doing it, Tesla hiring freeze, now Meta doing a hiring freeze. So at least they're not cutting people just yet, but they are doing a hiring freeze. So, and then finally here, just an update from virologist, how do you pronounce that? They explained that future outbreaks like COVID-19 are going to keep coming, that we need to have basically some sort of infectious disease plan to be able to handle the future viruses that are going to spread. So kind of interesting one right there. Okay, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts by texting 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. And coming up here next, we got Top 20 News with David Wayne over in the newsroom. Stick around.
Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli is now taking your orders for the holidays. At Costello's, you'll find a variety of lamb, turkey, beef, tenderloins, and hams. From the best steak cuts to exotic meats, Costello's has it all for a happy holiday season. You'll find a great selection of wine and wine tasting every Saturday from 11 until 2. Desserts like cannolis, pies, cheesecakes, and Italian family hospitality. It's all at Costello's. Now hiring for all positions. It's Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli, a great place to meet up and wine all you want on the west side of Pensacola.
Change. Positive change is happening all around us. Greater Pensacola is growing, and that's why I joined the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Join us. The Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. We believe local businesses are the cornerstone of a great community.
Listen to News Radio on air at 92.3 FM, 95.3 FM, AM 1620, and online at newsradio923.com. Download our mobile app or listen through Alexa.
It's Pensacola Right Now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. So there is, coming up here a little bit later, we're going to be giving away some Pensacola Symphony Orchestra tickets for this weekend. Also, Florida State University tickets for this weekend to play Wake Forest. But, we now have a brand new mobile app that's all ready to go. You can listen to our live stream through the mobile app. Click the on-demand button to listen to the podcast of Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay, Pep Talk, and Pensacola Right Now with me. You can check out national and local news through the app. And if you have a news or traffic tip, we have the new open mic feature where you can send us your audio tip right through the mobile app. So just go to your app store, whatever one it is, and look for News Radio Pensacola. News Radio Pensacola in your app store, and be sure to download that today. It is Pensacola Right Now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Top trending news this hour. Well, Bobby, officials now confirming the death toll for Hurricane Ian at 12. Up just a little bit. Search and rescue continuing. Officials saying more than 500 people so far have been saved in search and rescue efforts around Lee and Charlotte County. Mm-hmm. Lee County's sheriff describes the damage.
There's no words to describe it. It does look like a large tornado did go through it. Homes that would stand tall, buildings are completely gone.
And that is Sheriff Carmine Marcino, and he stresses that they're still in the rescue phase right now, says they're absolutely nowhere close to the recovery phase. There's still 2.7 million people, and that's statewide, out of power. The governor says a huge portion of the power grid has been destroyed. Reportedly, 50,000 line workers still trying to fix all that damage. And as for infrastructure, you mentioned it earlier, bridges have failed. The bridges to Pine Island and five sections of that Sanibel Causeway fell into the water during that storm. Just massive damage. Testimony to the trial to determine the damages for InfoWars host Alex Jones resuming next week.
The judge ended court proceedings in Connecticut early today after another parent of a murdered Sandy Hook student took the stand for a second day in a row. Robbie Parker says he and his wife began receiving threats and harassment almost within days of their daughter Emily's murder, after Jones called Parker a crisis actor with a make-believe daughter. A jury is considering how much Jones owes the families and an FBI agent who were impacted by Jones calling the 2012 Newtown school attack a hoax. I'm Lisa Taylor.
And there's a new lawsuit now challenging the Biden administration's plan for student loan forgiveness. Six states bringing a lawsuit. Those states: Iowa, Missouri, Kansas, Nebraska, Arkansas, South Carolina. And Missouri State Attorney General Eric Schmidt says the move will saddle working families with more economic woes and even higher inflation.
Yeah. You're looking at these pictures of this devastation. I mean, you almost can't take your eyes off of it. It's just so wild. I do remember after Hurricane Ivan, though, it was like that here. I mean, you drive up and down from Gulf Shores all the way to Pensacola Beach, and condos were gone. You know, it was just like, how can that humongous building be completely destroyed? Entire houses completely wiped away. And I'm looking at the images here, and that's what it reminds me of. And even, I mean, closer to home, you know, to recently, Hurricane Michael. I mean, there was entire neighborhoods in Panama City that were gone. Entire neighborhoods that you just saw the slab. Like, after they did the cleanup, they had to do the cleanup. But after the cleanup was done, it was just concrete slabs for an entire neighborhood. And, you know, Panama City's still trying to recover from that. And that was how many years ago now? 4 years ago, I think? Three years ago? Man, I mean, it wasn't that long ago. And they're still trying to recover. And so Fort Myers, they're going to be recovering from this for quite some time. It's a lot of damage right there. How'd your family do in Orlando, Gracie?
Kissimmee. Yeah, they're fine. Just a lot of flooding. They can't go anywhere yet just because the other roads to get anywhere still have a lot of water.
And that's in central Florida. Like, that's in central far Florida. Far away from the coast.
Yeah, and then I have good friends in St. Augustine. Flooding there, too. It's like, yeah. It went so far from where it started to how many people were affected. Like, that's 100 more than 100 miles away, and it's still so much rain.
Well,
so.
I even saw on the opposite side, like, the storm didn't really hit it, but Fort Lauderdale was getting flooding. And that was on the other side of the, you know, the state. Wasn't near the eye at all, but it's just, it just, there's a lot of rain that it brought and flooding, and it's just a lot of water damage, wind damage. And so it's, I know a lot of people are wanting to donate and do something they can do to help. So I did see somebody say right now, they're like, don't come here to like help clean up. Like, there is like too much right now. Like, give it a couple of days for them to get FEMA down there and get organized, National Guard, things like that. But, you know, a lot of people are anxious to go help somebody. What did you say, 500 something people been rescued now?
500 is what they're saying so far, and that's in Lee and in Charlotte County, so that's kind of the combined number there.
Okay. I did have a number. I said earlier 7 people confirmed dead. Now I just saw it's actually 13.
Okay, yeah, just so going up, unfortunately.
Yeah, it's going up. So, all right, let's get traffic on the 5s with Gracie Wolf.
Our roadways are checking in clear on I-10 and I-110. We do have some afternoon traffic on 98. If you're leaving Gulf Breeze heading towards Tiger Point, expect those afternoon delays near the Nature Preserve. And Highway 90, Milton and Pace, looking good. See something else, just give me a call at 850-2626-111. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the 5s.
All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Ross here on News Radio 92.3. Coming up here next, well, I got a story I want to share with you, a good story as it pertains to the things going on with Hurricane Ian. That comes up next on News Radio 92.3.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate, from managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and their HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
Join Health Markets agent Rusty Condra tomorrow morning at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Rusty will be here to answer all your Medicare questions. Medicare can be confusing. There are many different plans available, and Rusty can help you find the plan that's best for you and your family. Important dates are coming up, and if you're about to be eligible for Medicare or Medicaid, Rusty can guide you through this transition. Listen tomorrow morning and get your Medicare questions answered.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Dave Ramsey Show, 1 to 4. Before Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Put your best face on, everybody. Pretend you love this song. Everybody come hang. Let's go out with a bang.
It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. We were talking yesterday about how there was rumors of sharks swimming in the street, and then somebody sent us a video of a shark swimming in the street trying to, it was actually a little too shallow, and so he was thrashing trying to get out of the water. And Gracie, you were saying you got an update on that.
Yeah, well, I was talking to my mom this morning, and she was saying that the local news in Kissimmee said that there's, be careful because there's alligators swimming on like Colonial Drive, which is right by Gatorland. So I was like, I hope they're not
like they got out of
escaped. I don't think they were, but I was like, geez, Louise. So we called it yesterday.
Gotta be careful. The water becomes dangerous beyond swift moving water and everything like that. So here's a good news story. We're talking about like people trying to do good things. Apparently, a reporter for WESH 2 News in Orlando was doing their broadcast showing the flooding, and all of a sudden, somebody behind them was stuck in chest high water. She couldn't swim, apparently. So the reporter went out there, just dropped his mic, went out there, and rescued the woman out of the water. So that's a good story. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi.
Back.
It's Pensacola Right Now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. So if you've been thinking about selling your house, we know the market is changing fast and the interest rates are rose again, and we know that they're going to rise even more. So right now might be the last chance to get top dollar for your house. Call the agent. I will call Christina Leavenworth. She sells more houses for more money than anybody in Pensacola. Her and her team succeed because they focus on making sure their clients succeed. And she's the only agent in town who will guarantee her performance. That's right. If she can't sell your house in 10 days, she'll sell it anyway and you pay her nothing. She'll even put it in writing. Now, she can make that guarantee because she spends tens of thousands of dollars marketing, generating demand. Therefore, she already has about 100 approved families ready to buy. They just don't have enough houses. So if there's any reason you need to sell right away, right, then she can also buy your house for all cash. So, and she can close in 7 days. So lots of options with Christina Leavenworth. Give her a call, 850-723-9158. 850-723-9158. Call Christina Leavenworth. Get more money today. Top three stories here for you. Where'd it go? So the devastation in South Florida is overwhelming. 13 people confirmed have passed away so far from the storm, and sections of the Sanibel Causeway completely collapsed. The U.S. Senate has approved a stopgap funding bill. The House is expected to pass it tomorrow, which will keep the government open so no government shutdown. And the Dow rebounded yesterday from having 6 days in a row in the bear market, and it went right back to the bear market today and dropping once again. Those are your top three stories right here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Here's your sports hit.
All righty. And actually, before I get to that, we did get a text here. Thank you so much for adding the station of 95.3. It picks up so much better in cantonment. So we now have, you heard the promo right there, the commercial running. So we now have our mobile app, first of all, up and running, and it uses CarPlay, so you can plug your phone in anytime, anywhere, and be able to stream us. But we also have, so 92.3 is our main signal. We also on the AM side of with 1620, but now we've added 95.3. 95.3, pretty much north of I-10, is strong. But strangely enough, too, it's supposed to be north of I-10, but I've picked it up every time I go to Baldwin County as well. Like, I've been to Owa, and here it clears a bell at Owa. So it's a pretty good signal over, like, northwest area. So, 92.3, AM 1620, and, of course, our mobile app now. Just look for News Radio Pensacola in your app store. All right, now with the sports hit, congratulations to the Pensacola Blue Wahoos. The two series in a row, the division series, they were down. They lost the first game. They had to win the second game to push it to a game three. They did it. They acted in that one. They were down 4-0. In the second game, they ended up coming back and winning it 6-5. Then they go, they win that one, go to a game three, and they win the game three 1-0 to win the division. Then they go to the championship series. They lose the first game 1-4. But they roll out in the second game, win 7-1 to push it to a great game three. And yesterday, they came out, bats a swinging, and won 11-4. And they are now the Southern League champions. So congratulations to the Blue Wahoos. I understand they're coming back into town about 45 minutes from now, the team is. We might get some players or coaches or managers on or something tomorrow to talk about the win and about the season. But, yeah, they had a really good season. They were pretty dominant the whole year. So it's good to see that them finishing it off that way. Fantastic. All right. It is the Pensacola Blue Wahoos. Earlier today in Major League Baseball, the Red Sox beat the Baltimore Orioles. The Cubs beat the Phillies. Tampa Bay Rays are going to be playing the Indians later. Miami Marlins are going to be playing the Brewers. And I think that's it on there. Of course, it is a Thursday Night Football on Amazon Prime Video. So on Prime Video tonight, Miami taking on Cincinnati. Miami surprised a lot of people with their 3-0 record this year, and saying that they're a team to be reckoned with. So 7:15 tonight, Amazon Prime Video. Check out Miami Dolphins taking on the Cincinnati Bengals. And then we also have some college football tonight. South Carolina State is playing South Carolina, in-state rivalry on SEC Network at 6 o'clock. Another in-state rivalry. Utah State is playing number 19 BYU on ESPN at 7 o'clock. Also, NHL hockey going to be on ESPN Plus tonight beginning at 6:30. It's a preseason hockey right there if you want to check that out. And the Sanderson Farms Championship at the PGA Tour is going on in Jackson, Mississippi. Top of the leaderboard currently, Andrew Putnam, Brandon Matthews, and Kevin Yu, Mark Hubbard, all at 5 under par. And then I'll give you your sports news right after Traffic on the Fives with Gracie Wolf.
Really not seeing anything out of the ordinary to slow you down. That's I-10 and I-110 checking in clear. Some spotty traffic on Davis Highway near University Parkway. It's getting a little bit backed up at that intersection, but nothing out of the ordinary. Three Mile Bridge and Garcon Point Bridge looking good. See something else on the road, just give me a call at 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf with your Traffic on the Fives.
All right, in sports news, the Chiefs and the Bucks is going to stay in Tampa. You know, they mentioned yesterday they thought it would, but they weren't quite sure. So far today, they're saying despite all the destruction and devastation all around the area, they believe they can keep the game in Tampa. So because Tampa avoided the worst of it. It was mostly south of there. So that got most of the devastation and destruction. So Tampa game still going to remain right there. Then, and that's for Sunday night football, by the way, too. So that's the Sunday night football game. Browns defensive end Myles Garrett has been cited for speeding. Remember, he had that rollover crash, multiple rollover, end up injuring his pectoral muscle and his bicep, supposedly avoiding an animal in the rain. Well, the police said that he was driving at a excessive speed when that happened. And then the PGA has filed a counter lawsuit against LIV Golf as the legal battle between those two organizations intensifies. Joel Embiid, the 76ers, is now a U.S. citizen. That's right. He is, and he says it's a blessing to be an American. He's born in Cameroon, Joel Embiid, and he was the NBA scoring champion, all-star for the 76ers, and he said his family, he has a Brazilian girlfriend and a young son, said his family are the two that really helped him, motivated him to become an American citizen. He said, my son is American. I felt like I'm living here, and it's a blessing to be an American. Oh, yeah, it is a blessing to be American. There you go. So thought that was kind of a neat story from Joel Embiid. And then, the Blue Jays have clinched a playoff berth because the Orioles ended up losing a little bit earlier today. So that's some of your sports news going on here. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Coming up here next, going to get a quick update from David Wayne in the newsroom on News Radio 92.3. Hey. Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Hey, Northeast Sertoma is still looking for some teams and participants. This is for the Dragon Boat Festival coming up on October 8th. They're looking for 40 teams supported by thousands of spectators competing for the bragging rights in the 8th annual Pensacola Dragon Boat Festival. Get your team of 20 together and sign up today. Go to our website, newsradio923.com, or go to PensacolaDragonBoatFestival.com in order to get more information about that as well. Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. David, what do we got going on in the news?
Well, Bobby, we're just learning that Escambia County deputies are investigating a homicide that apparently happened at a local homeless camp. The sheriff's office has just announced this. They say it happened yesterday. A man was found with a single gunshot wound. Deputies say it happened at a camp off of the railroad tracks just south of Fairfield Drive. They say that man was the person that was shot was taken to the hospital and they were pronounced dead. And that's all the information that's been released about this so far, but we'll continue to follow up on it.
Yeah. Okay. So when did that happen? Just earlier today or is it last night?
Well, they just released the information, but apparently it happened last night.
Okay. But we're just now finding out about it.
Yes.
Okay. Gotcha. Yep. All right. Yeah, that's unfortunate. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. So, Oreo is about to release a new snickerdoodle version of Oreo. We mentioned before they're coming out with a pumpkin spice version for the first time in quite a few years. Now they're going to be hitting snickerdoodle. I do like snickerdoodles. Snickerdoodles are good. Really sugary, but with a little bit of cinnamon. It's good stuff. So they're going to be hitting the shelves October 17th for the holiday season. They will have snickerdoodle cookies and cinnamon-flavored cream with red and green sugar crystals. Oh, very Christmassy is what it sounds like. So that's coming out. Taco Bell, you know, they brought back the Mexican pizza after months of basically fans complaining. And they sold out almost immediately. And they said it's coming back, but they sold out pretty quick. Well, now they just announced they're bringing back a couple of other options. And they're only bringing back one option, but they're letting fans vote on which one you want to have come back. The first is the double-decker taco. Oh, I do like the double-decker taco. I've had that one plenty of times. It's a lot like the, they had this other one. But anyway, so it debuted in 1995. It's a regular hard-shell taco with a tortilla kind of pasted around it in refried beans. And it's good. Double-decker taco. They got rid of it in 2019. The other option that you can choose is the Enchirito. I got to admit, I was surprised when they got rid of the Enchirito. The Enchirito first hit the menu in 1970. It got pulled in 2013. It's an enchilada-style burrito with beans, beef, onions, and then covered in enchilada sauce. And I was surprised when they got rid of it. It got rid of it in 2013. So if you're a Taco Bell Rewards member, you can vote once a day in their app between now and October 6th in order to say which one you want to have returned to the menu, double-decker taco or the Enchirito. And I like the fan interaction type stuff where they're like, we're going to let you guys decide. You know, you guys fight it out there inside the outside the store. No, don't fight it out. Apparently, so I'm not really into like these celebrity versions of Wheel of Fortune and Jeopardy and stuff like that. But apparently Snoop Dogg or Snoop Lion, I don't know what he goes by anymore. He was on Wheel of Fortune. Celebrity Wheel of Fortune. And apparently, a video of all of his wrong answers started going viral yesterday. Yeah. So here's some of his wrong answers. So the correct answer was baking brownies. He guessed baking onions. Baking onions, yeah. There was one that was talented A, and so the answer was talented artist. He guessed Toilet Atlas. Toilet Atlas. Yeah, just why not? Sweetening the pot was the correct answer. He guessed swallowing the knot. Okay. Acting teacher was the correct answer. He had guessed at one point airport teacher. Because those are so common. A publicity stunt was the correct answer. He had guessed who knows what. He guessed underwater stunt. So publicity stunt was the correct answer. He guessed underwater stunt. He finally did get one correct. Sun's out, buns out. He actually got that one. Not really a big surprise. That's kind of bizarre. All right, let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
Our roads are looking good right now. We're not really seeing anything to slow you down that's out of the ordinary. That's going to still see some slowdowns in our typical areas, being Davis Highway northbound near the interstate is slow moving. We have some slight delays near Pine Forest as well as on Pinecone Drive in the northbound direction as it is approaching 297A is seeing some slow traffic. I-10 and I-110 looking good. See something else, just give me a call at 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
All right. I saw this story as well about Halloween, like Halloween candy. And apparently a lot of Americans are already starting to buy up some Halloween candy. I know. 18% said they usually buy their Halloween candy in September. That's almost one out of five. That's early. That candy's going to be bad by October 31st. I'm just telling you right now. You're buying the candy in September. The candy's going to be bad by October 31st.
There's no way they're not finishing it before
that. I know.
2 whole months?
Yeah, exactly. It's basically sweets. 2 full months, yeah, of sweets sitting around the house. No. No, you just bought that stuff for yourself. Yeah, that's
the one you put in the bowl at your own house.
At your own house, exactly.
That you fill up on the 29th for yes, the kids.
Yes, exactly. 65% said they're going to buy Halloween candy the first few weeks of October. So the beginning of the month, majority of Americans are like, I'm going to get the Halloween candy. You're buying that once again for yourself. Come on. 12% are going to wait till the very last minute. That's me. I always wait till the last minute. And 5% said it just varies. 3 in 4 Americans plan to celebrate Halloween this year. 93% of those people will celebrate with candy by handing it out or, yes, by eating it. 97% of people who welcome trick-or-treaters will hand out candy this year. Wait a minute. 97% will hand out candy. There's something wrong with that number there.
I learned something new today on Andrew's show.
All right, what's that?
There's something called like the Teal Pumpkin Project. Have you heard about this?
No.
It's if you put a teal pumpkin out, that means that you have like other goodies for kids that can't eat candy. So you're going to give them a pencil or a bouncy ball or something like that.
Well, kids can't eat candy.
I know. I guess what they have like an allergic reaction or maybe their parents.
They have terrible parents.
Yeah,
that's
or
what
really,
it is.
Really want to destroy them or something.
That's what it is.
I was shocked by this because I have a teal pumpkin in front of my house. So I'm like, do I paint the pumpkin?
Uh-oh.
Or do I have two options? I can't not have candy.
Yeah, because now everybody's going to be like, what? Yeah, you got to have a separate candy. You have to have a separate one.
But if they're expecting, oh, you have another option, but like instead of candy, I have to have that too. I was like, oh my goodness.
Yeah, if you have a teal pumpkin, now they're going to think you're just going to be giving them a pad of paper.
Yeah.
I got post-it notes for you.
Fraction card or something. I don't know. Card, yeah.
I have bookmarks. Bookmarks.
Yeah.
Like, no, thank you. Yeah, you're going to be the bad neighbor. You're going to get TP'd. Your house is getting toilet paper for sure. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi.
Here is today's sign of the apocalypse.
This is it, the apocalypse.
All righty. This guy had lost his nose ring. Hadn't seen his nose ring for 5 years. And I guess he had went and had some sort of surgery being done, some sort of x-ray. And when they x-rayed him, they found something odd in his lung. Yes. He slept with his nose ring and somehow snorted it, inhaled it, or something like that. And for 5 years, that sucker's been inside his lung. That's another advocate to not get a nose ring. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.